Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we actually had two interesting views presented. I think they were not matching a lot each other. Actually, that made me think in terms of, yes, we can address it through parameters. However, also yesterday we were discussing that when we are thinking in terms of the network, we should be thinking, what is it that we target at? And Alexandra raised an interesting point, saying that there are certain solutions being used and we should maybe be addressing those solutions that are used. On the other hand, of course, when certain solutions that are used, we don't consider the best practice or a good practice, we may exclude it from kind of the target that that we want also to define one way or the other. So I think that is also something that maybe not today, but something that we may wish to consider in the future. I suppose a lot here would be about the circumstances. Alexandra again referred to situations where conditionally a cyclist should be allowed, because then the speed limit on the carriageway is too high. But then the question is the carriageway wide enough to actually accommodate cycle lane, which would then prevent from conditionally maybe using the sidewalk. And then the question is how wide the sidewalk is. So there are many issues that actually possibly don't make this neither safe nor comfortable for cyclists. So yes, I think this type of infrastructure exists. On the other hand, if we think also about kind of improvement to the infrastructure, then we can be thinking of what is it that we prescribe more for use than what possibly less. So, but again, I don't think that we need to find all the answers at the meeting today. I think we will use the time well until the next meeting on one hand to work out some concrete text for further consideration. Also the documents on the parameters, and that will possibly be a good background allowing us to move further forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair.